American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Part of the reason Montana Cattlemen's Fund is they support the concept of local.
That's Wally Cognan. He's vice president of the Montana Cattlemen's Association based in Vaughn, Montana. And Cognan is all in when supplying the local consumers in Montana quality beef from that state.
They have a program, Beef on Every Plate, so they do a lot of beef for the food banks, whatever else in Montana that are all Montana cattle that go to that.
And it is the Montana Cattlemen's Association that promotes that Beef on Every Plate program. And besides food banks, they get these animals into the school system throughout Montana.
And that's local, and that's part of the reason why Montana Cattlemen does it. And then the reason why it's a big deal with the beef checkoff money and et cetera, the rest, is the question is, the beef checkoff dollars are fine, but what have they done for me and local beef in the last 10 years? How much money do I see the beef checkoff put into the concept of buy local?
And of course, that's not what the National Beef Checkoff does.
They should, and that's part of Montana Cattlemen's position, is they should promote that. Certified natural in Montana means it's born, bred, raised, and processed in Montana.
We asked Cognan about the association itself.
Cattlemen's is pushing 20 years or so old. It would be more than 20 because Paul Ringling and a number of very elderly persons were in it from the beginning. It's not as old as Stock Growers, etc.
He's speaking of the Montana Stock Growers Association, 133 years old.
But it was sort of the countercultural push over the issue of beef checkoff money, dollars for that, issues by the Fed, and then also the reluctance of other groups to do creative things. So when I say to you, I own number one Montana certified natural, number one Montana certified grass-fed, and I used to own number one federal, and I did because the feds quit the program. But here's the deal. Montana cattlemen wrote the rules, wrote the law. We got it through the legislature, so Montana did it first.
And they've been working on that local beef products for the local schools and other consumers ever since.
Very progressive about do things to support local economy. Support local beef in local schools.
And Cognan noted, after all...
So who pays your taxes for your school system? Local ranchers. Who pays your taxes for your schools? Local meat plants.
That's Wally Cognan, the vice president of the Montana Cattlemen's Association. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.